on this Wednesday afternoon, we need to turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. 2019 is just a year of wild weather. More coming. Tell me about the Northwest and the cold that is bringing some snow there.
Absolutely. What a year. You said it right. We are looking at a cold surge now moving across Canada's prairies and down into the northwestern plains. And this process will continue as we go forward through the next 48 hours. By the time we get to a Friday morning, we will have significant freezes all the way down to the Texas, West Texas cotton country. All of the Texas panhandle will freeze up, and we'll look for some cold working its way into the western Corn Belt, parts of Iowa and Minnesota both. We'll see freezes, hard freezes in the western portions of both states. In the meantime, the clash in air masses is going to create quite the storm. A bit of snow is already underway now across the Northwest Plains into Canada's prairies. But as we go into a Thursday night and from there into Saturday, we're going to see a very quick deepening low-pressure system that will move from parts of the Kansas-Nebraska border up to southwestern parts of Ontario. And in response to the intensification of this event, we will see some very heavy snow. The accumulations will run 8 to 16 inches in general from central two-thirds of South Dakota into southern and east-central parts of Manitoba, with some totals of 16 to over 30 inches occurring from the north-south Dakota border area, kind of the central portions of those states, up into southern Manitoba. And this will bury all kinds of things. The livestock is going to be seriously stressed. There's going to be power outages. There will be a blizzard eventually here Friday night into Saturday. And a lot of crops will come down, and those that don't come down are going to be deeply buried in the snow. A lot of moisture content here, probably from 2 to 3.5 inches of moisture will be tied up in the snow. And, of course, the ground is saturated underneath it, so the flood potential will be high as we melt the snow.
So we'll cover South Dakota, a portion of North Dakota, into Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is right above North Dakota. Parts of Minnesota, I assume, will get tagged too?
Well, Minnesota is going to see more rain than snow, but there will be a changeover for them as well, and that will occur as we go from Friday into the weekend, Friday night in particular. Northwest and west central parts of Minnesota, primarily in the Red River Valley, will see some heavy accumulations. Not quite as impressive as what I just described, but we'll probably see some 4 to 8 inches near the Red River, near the borders of the Dakotas. And everywhere else in Minnesota, we're probably talking about upwards to 4 inches. There'll be some local pockets maybe getting up to 5 or 6 in the north.
The coldest temperatures are when and where?
The coldest temperatures will be Friday and Saturday mornings, and we're expecting those to occur from the central parts of Minnesota and the northwestern, we'll call it one-fifth of Iowa, westward all the way to Montana and southward into the northwestern part of the Texas panhandle. In fact, there's some model data that suggests hard freezes will be possible all the way down into west Texas cotton areas. Not very widespread there, but anyway, as far as the Corn Belt is concerned, certainly the majority of Minnesota will see freezes at one time or another. The hard freezes will be in the west. And similarly, probably the northwestern half of Iowa will see some freezes, and then the northwestern one-fifth will probably see the harder freezes. Further to the east, we'll see temperatures in the 30s as we go on into next week. I think the coldest temperatures in the lower Midwest will probably occur Wednesday, a week from now. It leaves a lot of time for changes to take place, but we could see some frost occur in some of those areas at that time, but probably not before then. There's going to be a lot of clouds and wind in the northern Midwest outside of the areas I've talked about, and that'll hold the temperatures up a little bit, mostly 30s, though.
Right, and then after this, once we get into the latter part of or second part of October, what do you see?
Well, we're going to take a little break. It'll be short term, maybe a week's worth of dry weather. We'll see the cold finally abating, and we'll see a nice warm-up take place. But unfortunately, we've got a little tropical moisture that's going to come up from Mexico that's going to create a little bit of precipitation again in the middle part of next week in the central parts of the plains and the portion of the Midwest. And then right after that, there may be another larger storm that could impact a fair amount of the plains on the 19th and 20th and into the Midwest, the 20th into the 23rd. And And after that, there may be another surge of cool air, but it probably won't have a lot of precipitation in it. So we're going to have kind of an uncomfortable middle two-thirds of the month of October, but I think conditions in the last days of the month will be much better.
Clearly, this is going to slow harvest down. Will that happen across the whole of the Corn Belt?
Yes. Most of the rain that occurs in those the central and eastern Midwest is going to be a lot more brief and less impacting, but there will still be some strong thunderstorms, for instance, that will occur here on Thursday going into Friday from Oklahoma into Illinois and parts of Michigan and Wisconsin, and that will obviously have an impact on those areas. So the ground isn't quite as wet in those regions as they are in the upper Midwest.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. That is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated.